Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, listen, Lance Wallnew, if you have not yet got impacted by his ministry, you need to get connected to Lance Wallnew. He has this insight, this prophetic insight about how to understand that what we talk about all the time at VFNKB. Find out at VFNKB.com the details there. But you think about the society, culture. You got like seven spheres of culture. Mm-hmm. And God calls us to be able to make disciples of nations, which means we have to actually affect each of those spheres. We call them mountains, whether it's family, education, business, arts and entertainment, media, and all these different
government.
You know, that's what we're impacting. But God's called us to be able to do that. Well, Lance Wallnew is talking about right here an in-depth insight into how this actually takes place. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
I had the privilege of being down in the Bahamas and speaking, and my wife very wisely insisted on getting the manuscript or the transcript of those messages because I had Miles Monroe really strong on my mind as I was preaching in the Bahamas. And it was about how it takes a government in the spirit to shape a government in the natural. And that the real warfare that's going on over nations right now is kingdom against kingdom, government against government in the spirit realm. But you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the problem is you can develop faith on any subject you hear a lot of revelation on. There simply is a deficit of faith teaching on the rescuing and saving of nations. Because we are like experts in America on how to create teaching content and marketing around personal breakthrough. I can't tell you how many believers' messages, if you flip around the television set, are all focused basically on talking to believers, not unbelievers. And it's talking to us about hope and not giving up and living your dreams and fulfilling your vision. And it's really almost like a narcissistic obsession with us getting somewhere to have more and overcome. And the reality is Jesus never really intended for us individually to be the subject of the Bible. It was about the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. Now, when you seek first the kingdom, not seek first your own place in the kingdom, but when you seek first the kingdom, you find your place. You not only find your place, but as you seek first the kingdom, you stumble into the messages, the material, the people, the resources, the divine appointments you need to complete the blueprint of who you are. But you know, if you go back and focus on you all the time, you'll find that you are, and like I am, the same way, we are a never-ending pit of human need. The only way that we can get out of the pit of our own neediness is to actually find our fulfillment being incomplete, but complete in the purpose of God, pursuing what God's calling us to do, being in the activity of God. There's nothing quite like being sucked into the vortex of God's activity to pull you out of your obsession with yourself. So I want to focus in for a second on this idea of what God's doing in the nations for the purpose of building faith. We talk a lot about Josephs and Daniels. There was a big meeting that took place this week, and I bumped into it in Washington, D.C. And it was the heads of marketplace ministries that were all gathering together in a divine convergence to coordinate better with each other. And I'm a big believer that the marketplace is the key to the move of God. But it's the key to the move of God in a way that I don't think we've understood. And here's what I said in this manuscript that's coming to me now. Joseph was given a dream to prepare him to fulfill the dream of a heathen ruler. Now think about that. Most of us focus on our dreams. We want to know about our dreams, what they mean. But the truth is, the dreamers in the Bible were given dreams and interpretations for the sake of accommodating secular systems and rulers to rule under the fear of God. Pharaoh was the one that had the world-changing dream, not Joseph. Joseph's dream was to awaken him to be the dream interpreter for Pharaoh. So Joseph was given the solution to Pharaoh's problem. What if God, who controls the flow of history, moves in such a way that he sets up unsolvable problems among the nations to create a platform so that he can exhibit his people as a solution? So what if we come to the place where God's finger is writing on the wall in Babylon so that his own servant becomes the interpreter of the finger of God and, in a sense, begins the rewriting of history for the future of Babylon as Cyrus comes in. What if God disciplines nations in order to correct them? And I'm thinking about building faith now in our individual world to get caught up in the narrative of something much bigger, the shaking of nations. As we see history unfolding, does the church have a lens through which it can interpret?
This is so important when you think about it. That's one thing that we do at VFNKB is we're working with all seven spheres of culture, and we're showing up, and God is giving prophetic insight. He's able to take a businessman or a businesswoman's business. We literally cast vision under a prophetic anointing and give them strategies to be able to take their business to the next level. God is into your success. It's amazing what God does, and God wants you to succeed. This wealth transfer that's coming for this great harvest will come through those who are doing business. And so it's very important to be able to understand that God is into your success right where you are. He's called you to be, you know, where you are in your giftings that he's gifted you with. And he's talking about, you know, somebody who doesn't even know God, don't know Jesus, but God speaks to them. God speaks to everyone, actually. And the fact is they might not be able to understand. They couldn't understand what it was, but they'll begin to seek out, like the Pharaoh did Joseph. Do you know what this dream is about? And it just shifted a wealth. It was the seedbed of a huge wealth transfer of the world that came in under Joseph's leadership. And it happened because he could interpret somebody's dream who wasn't in the church. We got to begin to understand that, you know, maybe in a boardroom, it may be in a classroom, it may be in a business area. It's not like, thus saith the Lord. It's God just begins to give us unction to you to be able to say, this is where we need to go with the company. This is where we need to put a billboard up. This is what we need to do with our business, our structure. And God just blesses it. We want to hear from you. Listen, maybe that's you. You're thinking, man, I never thought about God having insight into my business and giving me strategic ideas. And he does. But comment below. Don't call us, but email us. You can call us if you want to, but the fine lines are so packed out being able to do that. But write us, comment below. We want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.